And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. This is Pep Talk. I'm your host today, PJ, filling in for Meg, who had to take a personal day today. In the studio with me right now is Tasca King. We're going to be talking all things ADX Radio. Welcome back to the show, Tasca. How are you doing?
Hope you are.
Good.
Happy Monday.
Happy Monday. So what are we talking about today?
Oh, well, we've got lots going on here.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been, and it was what a busy weekend, what a fun weekend.
Yeah, we had Spring Jam down in Navarre.
We had Spring Jam yesterday. That was a big event that we do every year over on Cat Country.
Mm-hmm.
And it benefits the Santa Rosa Kids House. So we had a big concert late yesterday afternoon into the evening featuring country artist John Morgan and Preston Cooper and Low Cash.
Yeah.
And what a blast. Gosh, Low Cash invited us all to get on the stage, the whole staff of the radio station, to get on the stage. And when I say the radio station, I mean all four of our radio stations were on that stage.
Oh, wow. So everybody
celebrating and singing along. We Love This Life. That's their big hit song. And
it was
a blast. It was a blast. I'm glad I still have a voice this morning.
I'm sure it went late.
It didn't go terribly late. I mean, I think we were out of there by 9.
Oh, okay. But home by 10 with the drive.
Exactly. It was a great night and a big success for Santa Rosa Kids House and for all of our sponsors. Pioneer Credit Union was a presenting sponsor this year.
Mm-hmm.
And we also had the Air Force, I think it was Air Force Reserves that were out there, Pensacola State College, Blue Chair Bay. Yeah. I mean, just lots of.
Aaron Erskine.
Aaron Erskine, right?
Mm-hmm.
It was great. It was great to have all those folks out. So
that's awesome.
And it was a great event. And so if you're involved, thank you so much.
Yeah, absolutely.
For everything that you did and your sponsorships, and we appreciate you. And we'll be doing it again next year. We made the announcement yesterday. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Did they give any preview of who might be there?
Oh, no.
Of course not.
No, we probably won't know that. I mean, we won't know that until probably in the late in the fall, probably.
Yeah. All right. So what else is new?
All right. Well, I'm just, like I said, we have four radio stations here.
Yes, we do.
So I'm just going to talk about each of our radio stations and what we've got coming up with programming and sponsorship opportunities over the next few months.
All right. Where do you want to start?
Well, let's start with sports radio.
Okay.
We have Sports Radio Pensacola, so it's all sports all the time on that station.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our feature show, our local show, is The Glass Half Full with Jordan Glass.
That's right.
He's on every morning at 9. And then in the afternoon, we have Jim Rome. I'm sure a lot of you have heard of Jim Rome. He's been a sports broadcaster for decades and well-known, well-loved. So he's on in the afternoons.
Wonderful.
You know, as far as sporting events we've got coming up, you know, Sweet 16 is happening now, or has been set to happen this week.
Yeah.
With the college basketball tournament. And then we also have the major golf tournaments that are coming up. That will include the Masters.
Okay.
So we'll be having updates on all the golf. And we have, a lot of the basketball games.
Going to be airing quite a few of them.
Quite a few of them. But that's over at Sports Radio. And you can find that. Sports Radio Pensacola is on 99.1 on your dial. AM 1330. A little tidbit of information. You can hear AM 1330 is one of the largest signals on the Gulf Coast, if not the largest signal on the Gulf Coast. It covers so much of the Gulf Coast.
Mm-hmm. What's the region, roughly?
Oh, gosh. Easily from Biloxi to Sandestin. I've heard people can hear it in New Orleans. Now, I haven't tried to hear it in New Orleans, because I haven't been to New Orleans in a really long time. But it is a very large signal, and it also goes pretty far to the north.
Wonderful. So lots of advertising opportunities there if you want to get your message far and wide.
Especially if you want to be associated with any sports programming. I mean, we have it all. So we definitely have, we do have some opportunities right now within March Madness, what's left of it. And if you want to advertise to golf fans, we've got upcoming, the golf tournament's upcoming.
Yeah, I know Steve recently pulled me into the production room for a local brewery, and so I got to do one of the voices for one of those ads and for sports radio. That was a lot of fun.
Great. Okay, Cat Country. Let's talk a little bit more about Cat Country. And we talked about Spring Jam. That's in the past now. The big promotions that we have coming up for the spring is we've got truckloads of tickets because concert season is here. Our first concert out at the Wharf is going to be this Friday night with Bailey Zimmerman, and his opening for him is going to be Tucker Wetmore.
That's going to be a big show.
And then April's a little quiet, and then May it's really going to kick in. We've got Hardy coming later in the year. We've got Jelly Roll and Luke Bryan and Parker McCollum.
Gavin Adcock.
Yeah,
Jason
Gavin.
Aldean.
Exactly. And if you're a 90s country fan like I am, the one I'm most excited about is Diamond Rio and Gary Allen and
Tracy Lawrence
are coming this summer to the Wharf as well. So that's going to be a great show. And Easton Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're 90s country, I mean, there's something for every era of country 90s, music
early
fan.
2000s.
Yeah, exactly. So
yeah, a lot of great shows coming up out there.
Right.
So
we're going to be giving away lots and lots and lots of tickets with our truckloads of tickets promotion that kicks in probably this week, because I know we've got a lot of tickets that were given away this week for the Bailey Show this Friday night.
Yeah, they've been doing that this morning. They
yes.
had a fun little Rock and a Hard Place contest going on.
Oh, well, cool.
And they were playing a Bailey Zimmerman song backwards, and you had to guess what it was.
Oh, well, gosh, you heard more this morning than I did. I was getting ready for
As
work.
I was sitting
that's
in traffic on the way into the studio.
There
that's,
you go.
That's what
there
I got
go.
To hear.
But yeah, concert season is really big for us, and we love being out at that. We love that live music. So we hope you guys can join us. We hope you can win some tickets because we got lots to give away. And then after the truckloads of tickets, just get ready to win some cash. And that's all I can say about that. Over on Cat Country.
Does it involve a cow?
It might.
Okay.
So if you are so moved to listen and play, you might win some cash.
Awesome. All right. Well, we'll take a short break. Be right back. This is News Radio 92.3.
Building-related illnesses. We get a lot of calls for this. Who do you know that is sick from the building they're in? Hi, this is Todd with Gulf Coast Air Care. Building-related illness symptoms include coughing, sneezing, headaches, itchy, watery eyes, and a host of breathing problems. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we have the solution. We can inspect, clean, and treat your AC system so you'll feel great. If you have dust issues or health problems that you feel are related to your home or office building, you should give us a call. We'll share the tips and secrets you need to know for a comfortable, healthy indoor environment. Gulf Coast Air Care is at 850-934-2768. Our service will extend the life of your air conditioner, and your system will be much more energy efficient too. Let us help you by cleaning the most neglected system in your home or workplace. At Gulf Coast Air Care, we take pride in the certifications and the licenses that we hold. If you want the best quality and award-winning customer service, you can find us on the web at gulfcoastaircare.com.
Hit it, Sarah.
Serious cleaning, Gulf Coast Air Care.
Make this Easter truly amazing. Be a part of a Pensacola tradition enjoyed by thousands. The Community Sunrise Service at Blue Wahoo Stadium. Worship the risen Savior as the sun rises over the bay and celebrate the glory of God in a fresh and powerful way. Easter Sunday at 6:15 a.m. at Blue Wahoo Stadium. For more info, visit PensacolaEaster.org.
Hey, can you blow up some balloons for Jack's party?
I can't. I'm so congested.
You need Sinex Saline from Vicks.
Sinex Saline Nasal Spray?
Yeah, just Sinex. Breathe.
Sinex Saline instantly clears everyday congestion associated with colds and year-round allergies with a gentle, ultra-fine mist that's no mess and easy to control.
Daddy, we need more balloons!
On it!
Enjoy life's important moments without congestion. Try Sinex Saline from Vicks. Just Sinex. Breathe. Use as directed.
You don't want rumors.
You want confirmation.
News Radio 92.3, 95.3 and AM 1620.
You want confirmation.
Informative, local, dependable.
Be News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Welcome back to Pep Talk, the Monday edition. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg. In the studio with me right now is Casper King from ADX Radio, and we're talking all things ADX, all of our sister stations that we have here. And last segment, talking about Cat Country and all the great things that they're doing. This segment, we're going to be starting out with Playlist 94.5.
Pensacola Playlist. We're the only adult contemporary station here in Pensacola Market, and we focus on music from the 80s, 90s, and today in the 2000s. So I wanted to tell you about our lunch programming because this is kind of new. We just started it, I think it started the middle of February, and we have new lunch programming every day from 11:30 to 1, and each day there's a theme. So on Mondays, we have 70s, Tuesdays, 80s, Wednesdays, 90s, Thursdays is Yacht Rock, and Fridays is Disco.
Good job. I was actually following along on the website. You hit them all correctly.
It's a lot of fun. Be sure and listen from 11:30 to 1. Those, if you own a business, that programming is sponsorable. I believe the 70s is sold for a little while, but, you know, be sure and listen. It's that music is just so much fun. And it's so funny, we brought up Yacht Rock.
You know, Yacht Rock, yes.
Somebody just announced that they're getting ready to do an album.
That's Keith Urban.
Yeah, that's what I was getting ready to say. Okay. I believe it was Keith Urban.
Oh, you were quizzing me, sorry.
A whole album of Yacht Rock covers.
I was very surprised by that.
So that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
So, anyway, and Pensacola's Playlist is a great radio station to listen to at work. For at work listening, it reaches women. So if you want to reach women, especially in the age group of probably 35 to 65, that is a great advertising vehicle for you. Again, the music pretty much is 80s through today. We have some current stuff, you know, not a whole lot of what's really popular today in that kind of music, but a lot of 70s, 80s, and early 2000s. 80s, 90s, and early 2000s.
Yeah, and part of the tagline is fewer commercials, way more music.
Absolutely. Not a whole lot of commercials on that station.
Yeah.
So, and it's a great station to listen to, and it's a great station to advertise on.
Absolutely. And the music's also picked by local professionals.
Yes,
it's not like we're piping it in from a satellite.
We do that all right here. So, well, let's talk about good old news radio.
All right.
I mean, we, you know, we're your leader in news here, especially local breaking news, because we're local. We got a full local staff, and we're not popping in that news. I mean, we do have the national news every day, so we keep you up to date on all that. But we also keep you very up to date on the local stuff.
Yeah, absolutely.
And one thing, if you're not listening in the morning, if you just start listening for Pep Talk, I want to make sure you know what all's going on in Morning Drive with Andrew McKay, and he's got these special features every day.
Mm-hmm.
So on Mondays, we have our representative Jimmy Petronas that's on every Monday morning at 7:40, and then we have Santa Rosa Sheriff Johnson, who's on every Monday at 8:10 to give us updates on what's going on with them. Then on Tuesdays, we have Sheriff Simmons. He's on at 7:40. On Wednesdays, we have Mayor Reeves, the Pensacola mayor. He's on at 7:40. Then on Thursday at 8:10, we have the Gulf Breeze News. So we've got all find out what's happening in Gulf Breeze, Midway, Navarre.
Mm-hmm.
And on Fridays, we have Julio with the Friday morning movie update for the weekend.
Movie updates, yes.
Right.
And sometimes Pensacon.
Right, right. Well, yeah, when it's that time of year, he's talking a lot about Pensacon. And then we also have the Transgressors Memorial, and that's one of our most popular features. And that runs twice on Fridays. I believe it's 6:20 and 8:20.
That's correct.
So those are all, if any of those weekly features, I mean, I know I live in Gulf Breeze. I have to tune in every Thursday morning to make sure I know what's happening, you know. And, you know, if those are any of interest to you, or listen every day and learn about everything that's going on in Santa Rosa and Escambia County.
Yeah, and it is a big deal that Congressman Petronas calls in to the radio station because a lot of federal members don't maybe prioritize it, especially if you're talking about a U.S. senator. They have a whole state to cover, a lot of different TV mm-hmm. and radio markets to choose from. Plus, they got to take votes and do all the stuff that they got to do, committee assignments. And so having him make that time every Monday for Andrew is a big deal.
Right. And while we're on the subject of politicians, it's election season. Or is it's it? Coming up. It's coming up. We're going to have primaries. I believe they are in August, and then we'll have the midterms in November. Mm-hmm. And we have some local races as well as the you know, the midterm stuff. So if you're about to run for something and you want to promote your campaign, we're the place to do it, because we've got the voter listeners and we've got the people that you need to influence. Yet you need to talk to us about helping with your election campaign.
Absolutely. And I know Andrew does a good job, especially with the wrap on Fridays. A lot of times he'll have right. people who may be running for office, and then that's kind of a chance for them to come in and share their perspective on things.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
So, wonderful. What else is going on?
Well, it's just busy. It's spring. Yeah. It finally feels like spring.
Yes, it does.
The first day of spring was over the weekend,
last week,
I think.
Different story.
So, yeah. As far as promoting a business, I mean, that's what we're here for. Mm-hmm. You know, we love to give you great content to listen to, but we also give you a vehicle to promote your business and advertise whatever you've got going on that we can help you with.
Wonderful. We're going to take a short break. Be right back. This is Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 91% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for the summer semester. Go to pensacolastate.edu. That's pensacolastate.edu to learn more.
Hey, Kevin, how's the boat running?
Well, you know, last week I started working on the water pump, and now I can't remember how it goes back together.
Dude, stop. Call Key Marine. They'll get you and your Mercury outboard back in the water so we can go back to fishing again.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. They'll fix any problem, big or small, even if the problem is you don't remember how the parts go back together. Key Marine, your Mercury outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this Thursday at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's Thursday at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
You're busy. You just need to know what's happening.
What's happening?
Pensacola right now.
With Chris and Austin.
Weekdays 4 to 7. On News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You're listening to Pep Talk. I'm your host, PJ, today, filling in for Meg. In the studio with me today is Tasca King from ADX Radio, talking all things ADX. And I loved the look on your face as soon as Bon Jovi came on. Huge John Bon Jovi fan.
Y'all, let me tell you, those of you that know me know I'm a country girl. I love country music. That's the main format that I listen to. But I love Bon Jovi. We were actually in Nashville at a country music event. This is probably about 8 or 10 years ago, and we got the opportunity to go see Bon Jovi while we were there in concert. And my husband told me he had never seen me act like a fangirl until I was at that concert. And I was like, you know, that just took me back to my youth. Well, you know, I just told you I love 90s country. Yeah. So obviously I'm going to love 80s or 90s, you know, music. But
Well, and he had that song with Jennifer Nettles.
Oh, that might have been more than 8 or 9 years ago, but yeah. that was why.
Yeah, that was
we went to that concert.
The first decade of the 2000s.
Exactly, yeah. Exactly. It was a blast. It was a blast.
And of course, now I'm not going to mention the business, but he's in a TV ad. And my wife.
Oh yes, he is.
Really got a kick out of that one.
He is. I started with the Super Bowl. It was on the Super Bowl.
Yep, absolutely. All right. So okay. ADX Radio. Let's get back to that.
Let's talk. Yeah. But while we're mentioning Cat Country. Again, I meant to bring this up earlier, but oh my goodness, congratulations to Cat Country for winning the Academy of Country Music Radio Station of the Year Award again this year.
That is awesome.
This is number 6, I believe.
Wow.
And y'all, we do focus our programming locally here, but when we are recognized on the national stage, for something that we did locally, to me, that is amazing. And for it to happen this many times is even more amazing.
It is.
And it's all because Cat Country and all of our stations are community-focused stations. You know, these stations that just pop in their music and they have very little local content and very little community outreach or community involvement, that's why they don't win these awards. Because these awards are all about helping your community, being good stewards with our airtime to do what we can do, not just to keep you entertained or to keep you informed, but to really, you know, help with the nonprofits and the community events. And I mean, it's just really an honor for us to be recognized on that national stage as often as we are, that we're so humbled and happy and excited that, you know, we're being honored again. And the Academy of Country Music Awards actually take place in Las Vegas on May the 17th. I believe that's a Sunday. And I think that will air on Prime.
Okay.
It has the last several years. I'm pretty sure that contract is still in place.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know this past weekend, Brent Lane was at the Fur Ball. He was emceeing that.
He was.
I can't remember if it was Christmas Parade or if it was Mardi Gras. Something that was aired on TV. And I know that the TV host mm-hmm. at that time saw the Cat Country crew walking through with the army of people that they had with them. Uh-huh. And he said, oh, there's Brent Lane again. That guy never sleeps.
You're right. You're right. And trust me, he was there. We got there at Spring Gym yesterday at noon, and he was already there.
Mm-hmm.
And he was still there when we left at 9 o'clock. So he doesn't. I think he's a robot. No, he's great.
We'll talk
he
to
does
his wife.
A great job at all of these community events. You know, we've got more coming up this week, and it's nonstop. We've got a very active nonprofit community here, mm-hmm. and we work with as many of them as we can. And you know, you're a nonprofit and, you know, you want to partner with us, please reach out to us. We'd be happy to meet with you and see how we can help.
Absolutely. And I know when I was with Habitat for Humanity locally here, Jordan Glass was at their galas and he was doing the auctions and helping them with that. And, the cat's very involved.
Yeah, absolutely. And all the stations. I mean, I actually work with Habitat. I'm their marketing consultant for our group. And they advertise on all 4 stations throughout the year, depending on what their event is and how it matches up with which audience. And that's what's unique about us having 4 radio stations. We have 4 audiences. So no matter what your business is, we've got an audience that's going to match up with your business for your prospects. So, and we've got different opportunities on all 4 stations that we could help you with.
Absolutely. And we're going to have your colleague, Brian Prowitz, in here a little bit later.
He will be.
Talking about ADX Digital.
Exactly.
So we have radio opportunities. We have digital opportunities.
Right. Just let us know how we can help. We're here. The best way to get a hold of us is to call Jeff Wayne, and that number is 850-262-6000. Ask for Jeff Wayne, and he will connect you with one of our marketing consultants. And we'll sit down and go over what our opportunities are and find which one's the best match for you.
All right, Patrick King, ADX Radio. Thanks for joining us.